Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and God knows what's going to happen next. It's also the third day of May, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 60 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I ain't been outside, but the sun's shining, and it looks good. I'll take it. Let's see what we're going to start off with here. Border Patrol. Kids being rented by migrants, then recycled back to country of origin. No! We're going to get into it in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
I think we brought up something like Craigslist just, you know, about last week sometime, maybe this week, about, you know, the children back and forth. I mean, man, human shields, man, in other countries when they're mowing people down and killing their children, they're using them as human shields. And that's why we had to shoot those children. But not here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. God, this, what can I say? Anyway, this is Border Patrol kids being rented by migrants, then recycled back to country of origin. This is from the American Mirror. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It's no secret that smuggling illegal immigrants across the porous U.S.-Mexican border is big business for coyotes and cartels. What? There is no fucking border. Remember the one-year free pass? Everybody that wants in, just come on in. The guy who was going to throw every fucking one of them out and in DACA on day one, opened your border. Your border's standing wide open, and he opened it for a year. And not to mention, he's getting ready to invade Venezuela, and you get a third of their population. So get ready for the good times, people. But Border Patrol officials are warning that the crimes are increasingly involving kids as cover. No. A trend inspired by the government's failed immigration immigration policies. It's policies. By their act, I hit it somewhere in something I was reading today, that by their act, you know, we've always said if the laws were just enforced, hell, they were enforced for how many years? And you know, what at Border Patrol down there was enough. But when you open up the fucking gates and say free Walmart, free money, come on, we want you here. Why do they want them here? Can't figure it out. Failed immigration policies, that's driving the crisis at the border. You can walk through any of our processing centers, and you can see that there are potentially potentially parents or adults with children that there may not be a family relationship. Del Rio Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortez told the Epoch Times. And see, Cortez, all these people down there guarding your border, these second generation, the ones that invaded, and, you know, in the last 10 years, then they can go to work for the Border Patrol helping their buddies across. There's probably many more cases like that happening across all nine Southwest border sectors on any given day, he said. Really, if you think about it, it's human trafficking. No. Man, this is just radical. This is a radical article, people. Yuma Border Patrol Chief Anthony Provaznik said agents in his sector identified 550 fraudulent family units in the last 6 months alone, though he contends the actual number of adults using children to gain quick release from immigration processing centers is likely much higher. I wonder if any of them went to jail. No, what am I thinking? They couldn't even throw them out even after they were found to be fraudulent. They gave them their bus ticket and sent them to your neighborhood and with a pack, you know, with a fistful of money and the directions to Walmart. We know we've missed many, many more simply because we're overwhelmed by the sheer numbers. Yeah, that's because Trump said, come one, come all. You got a whole fucking year. Nobody's going to do a thing about it. Provaznik said, and so those are kids that are being rented, for lack of a better word, to an adult to format a fraudulent family unit so that they can be released into the United States, and then that child will be recycled back to its country of origin, usually Guatemala, in our case here in Yuma. The issue is complicated by adults posing as minors using fake identification documents. I mean, they're just telling you blatantly. It's a goddamn invasion. Before this invasion ever really got heavily underhand, we watched it happen in Europe. And we told they're gonna do it here. The Jews have given the fucking order. King Netanyahu has given the order to fucking invade the United. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to my FM radio the other day. And the local news there, they were saying that this is a socialist country, mm-hmm. and that we wouldn't have the things we had if it wasn't for socialism. And I'm just sitting here going, oh, my God, there's no outrage?
Well,
public FM radio, and people are not outraged about that outrage?
Well, it's just getting around to the point that people are, you know, they're looking the word socialist up in the fucking dictionary. You know, they people have been dumbed down, and it's the money chase. Anybody, like I said, there's a lot of people out there pissed, but they're just working, sleeping, and that's what you have to do to survive if you're a goddamn American national. I was watching, but they were interviewing one of these invaders coming up, one of these illegal aliens. And the guy's asking me, you know, how much did you pay to come up here? And he said, the guy translates, $8,000. And he said, you had $8,000? And he goes, well, no. He said, come out. He paid him $2,000. And he's coming here to make the $8,000 to send the rest back. Now, it's been documented that the average American cannot withstand a $400, you know, catastrophe in their lives that fucking ruin them. These son of a bitches, I mean, this is just paying to fucking invade your country. I'm fucking buying off your goddamn, the corporation. Pay the corporation, you can come in and take what belongs to the fucking American nationals because, hey, they're our subjects and we grant their immunities and privileges and we're gonna remove their immunities and privileges. We want slave fucking labor, straight up, recognized socialist slave operates. Of course this is a socialist country. That's what ruined it. That and capitalism.
You got that donation I sent you on the first, $5?
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, man. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, man. Many cases. Okay. There's probably many cases across the Southwest border sectors on any given day. He said, really, if you think about it, it's human trafficking. Oh, no, it's not. Not when they do that. Like I said, we'll go down in history. The mightiest nation. Think of that. The mightiest nation was conquered by children. I mean, just children, and it was just a handful of children, just taking them back and forth, and just, yeah, you don't have to get a goddamn green card. You don't have to go through any documentation. You just go down and rent a kid and walk across, and you're here, and there's your check. You head to Walmart, man. Have fun. Live it up a little bit, you people. We know we've missed many, many more. We did that. Okay, the issue is complicated by adults posing as minors using fake identification documents. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. I told you guys about the piece I seen. It was been two or three years ago. And the guy, his daughter, she's like 10 or 12. But her social security number had been stolen by this Mexican, and he had like $250,000 out in fucking loans. He was driving a brand new motherfucking pickup, and this guy, you know, because he's contacted the so-called authorities that are supposed to be fucking. I mean, this is blatant fraud. What would happen to you if you got caught using a fake fucking social security number, people? Your ass would go to prison. Anyways, finally, this guy, you know, the camera people come with him, and he confronts this guy. I see him. I can't hear him standing. He's saying, he just, you know, gets away, gets in his brand new fucking pickup and tears out. And nothing done about it. This, I mean, to pretend that this isn't fucking orchestrated and this is not the agenda is bullshit. And just let them keep on coming. And just sit there and do nothing about it. And you'll get a fight, you know, you'll get a fight him right in your own front yard. Because that's where they're headed. Because they've got the idea. I mean, hey, what's the difference, people? You think, well, what's going to happen when they walk in your fucking house? Just walk in and go, we're going to live here. You need to get out. And you're going to go in. You're going to call 911 for your police protection. And they're going to tell you, well, there's nothing really we can do. They're a family unit, and we can't break them up. Yeah, you're going to have to leave your house. I mean, what the fuck is the difference, people? Either you have fucking lines that can't be crossed, or you don't. And
have to give Trump a chance, you know. They got to bend over and give it all the way in, and he hasn't gave it all the way in yet.
No, they want the whole goddamn thing. And I mean, they're still out there with their red fucking hats. The Trump tards are. Yeah. Wonderful. Take them to your fucking house, buddy. You see, these people live in gated communities. It doesn't affect. All it is to them is fucking goddamn slave labor. So that they can pile up more themselves and try to climb that social ladder. But what they don't understand.
As long as the economy is good for the wealthy rich, you know, the big dogs up there, you know, too big to jail.
Exactly.
It's all good for them, but, you know, the people that's trying to make it that can't afford the basic, simple things in life, food, water, shelter, for Christ's sake, you can't even buy a house or even rent a house for almost $400 or $500. How the hell are people supposed to afford that?
I don't know where in the hell you're at, man. That goddamn house here is you're talking $1,000 fucking dollars for an apartment. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I keep bringing it up. We didn't reproduce our numbers. The housing should be cost like nothing. I mean, everybody should have a house. Everybody should be able to buy a house. We didn't reproduce our numbers, and it belongs to us. But no, this corporation, this fraudulent corporation it is what it is. It's strong-armed fucking robbery, man. How are you going to face these strong-armed fucking corporate robbers? This United States corporation. They are PETA. You are MUI. You outnumber them 10,000 to 1, and you're fucking taking this shit. Wonder why they keep doing it. Documents, law, identification documents, laws requiring the release of minors within 20 days, and savvy smugglers who know how to exploit the situation. They're not exploiting shit. This is a calculated goddamn plan. We gave 4.1, just in this last omnibus spending bill, we gave $4.1 billion to the country of Mexico to bust these son of a bitches across to get them to our fucking border so they can walk a fucking cross and they can rent them a kid, you know, on the way, rent a kid to get across and then send a kid back. I wonder how many each kid has fucking brought across of fucking motherfuckers that just fighting age men. These will be the ones we all know Americans are going to come and take Americans' guns away from Americans. But that ain't going to be who's going to be sent. That's why you got to shoot for the suit out there about, you know, four or five. The guy down at the other end of the block that's sitting there giving the fucking orders, he gets the first bullet. If you don't kill anybody, make sure you kill that son of a bitch. U.S. Customs and Border Protection statistics show the number of so-called, quote, family units number about 77,000 as recently as 2016, but the figure has skyrocketed to nearly 190,000 in only the first 6 months of fiscal year 2019. I want you to remember that number. Make no mistake about it. The word is getting out. If you are part of a family, if you bring a child, you'll be released. Rio Grande Valley Border Patrol Chief Rodolfo Carish, it looks like, said at an April Senate hearing, offering in intercept text messages from smugglers and gang members as evidence. Local reporters on the border have also spoke with illegal immigrants who claim the easy entry into the United States when accompanied by a child is advertised on the radio, in the newspaper, in their home country, the American Mirror reports. Carlos Ruiz, a Border Patrol agent in the Rio Grande Valley, told the Epoch, Times families with more than one child are splitting, it must be sometimes, some families, it's a misprint. At times, is I think what it says, families with more than one child are splitting up to cross the different, to cross in different groups to speed their release into the United States as well. As in one case, a woman who was 5 months pregnant told Border Patrol agents her husband already crossed on a different day with their daughter, Ruiz says. I mean, what people? Are you just going to give her up? Are you just going to get, man, you might as well just go ahead and pack your shit up and go move out in the goddamn woods and you can stay there until they come and shoot your ass down for living in the goddamn woods on the public lands. Because if they came as a whole family, we can hold one of the parents for however long we want to, he said. So, I mean, we're not going to separate the child from either the mother or the father, but we will separate the father or the mother from them. it's like an instruction book. Child invasion. Children invaded the greatest nation to ever exist, the most part of the goddamn wars we've fought, and fucking the savagery of our people, and children conquered by children. In any other country, if you know, when they go in there blowing the hell out of somebody for their resources overseas, and the kids are getting killed. Oh, God, 22 kids were killed, and they're using them as human shields is what they're doing. And that's why we have to kill those kids. But these little motherfuckers, man, they walk across and they go back across and they get another one. I mean, it's becoming an insult to the intelligence. And it's got people pissed beyond pissed. Officials said when agents discover an adult with an unrelated minor, the child is processed and the agent conducts consulates for help to find family. You know, this is when they get through, then they drop the kid, and then the consulate takes it and takes it back across the border, and then it gets, you know, they get this, I mean, God, I got to believe the fucking, you know, these wonderful Guatemalans we want in our country that are fucking pimping their own little fucking children out. They're making big bucks. Yeah, little Raul, man, shit, man, he's done got 100 people across. We've made a fucking stack of cash renting our kid out. Unbelievable. Family, though sometimes the family that sends the child was smugglers to begin with. Let's see. Though sometimes it's the family that sends the child with the smuggler. Of course it is. They're making big bucks on it, man. They are invading us and making money on it. And we're paying for them down there as soon as they get to the... I mean, God, oh fucking mighty. These kids are being trafficked through multiple countries and put through terrible... Now, see, this is what they're going to come at you with. Instead of just, what the fuck are you doing? Why, you're letting this, you're watching this fucking happen, right? You know this is a crime, right? It's like watching a bank robbery. You know it's a crime, but there's nothing we can do about it. The bank robber had a kid with him. using it as human shields. We had to let them go. We didn't want to split the father and the mother up. Man, do they have any fucking problem in this country with American nationals sending mom and dad or both of them to prison and putting the children into fucking pedophile care? Do they? Do they give a shit, one little small shit, about the American nationals that own this goddamn country? I tell you, fuck, we either fight these son of a bitches and beat their asses out of this goddamn country, and I mean destroy them, or fucking just bend over and take it. Ortiz told the Epic Times, if we don't do something to stop this, do something. If we don't make a stand on the border, security and immigration problems right now, there's going to be more of these kids that are going to be subject to some serious harm. Well, they're worried about these kids. They don't give a shit about the fucking Americans that are being overrun by a fucking foreign goddamn invasion. They make it clear to you. The only fucking, I mean, when they talk about the border and needing shit down there, it ain't about stopping it and preserving what belongs to us. It's about, gosh dang, man, we got to get those, you're down there changing fucking diapers. They're fucking down there opening doors and fucking giving them rides to the goddamn bus station, handing them over the fucking money, handing them over the fucking plane ticket to the bus. Where do you want to go? Why are people living fucking squalor across this country, 100 million of them in fucking tent cities that were taken out of the equation in 2008 through fucking the derivatives fraud, like the gentleman said, just too big to jail. These are fucking too little to jail, I guess, is what it's coming down to. We just got to accept it, you think? I'll tell you what, it's going to come to visit every fucking house, every fucking household. Now, this morning, they were bragging, 268,000 jobs created in the United States. Oh, man, it's been the stock market's going to the rich. That Stuart Varney, that motherfucker, that foreign piece of fucking trash. The stock market and all these jobs. See, we did all these. I want to know, you break it down, I want to know who got those goddamn jobs. Who got those goddamn jobs? If there was even 268,000, it's probably a fucking lie. I mean, anything that comes out of that stupid box is a lie, and everybody goddamn knows it. But who got them goddamn jobs? I mean, we've in past articles we've covered, it was like 99 to 100% were going to fucking illegal aliens. And it hires a hire. Yeah.
The invaders got the jobs.
Goddamn right. And this next article says...
Stealing everything.
This next article says Hispanic unemployment plunges to record low as they're fucking pumping them in here by the fucking tens of thousands a week, and their unemployment going to a record low. That same guy I was telling you about when they're talking to him about he's going to pay the 8,000 off. He'd paid 2,000 down and going to pay the smuggler another 6,000, I guess. He said that, you know, he had the $15 an hour job waiting for him on the other side. That's why it was worth him doing it. Just fuck, it's right there in your face. What do you want, people? Hispanic, let's see here. While the aggregated U3 U.S. unemployment rate fell to its lowest since December 1969, matching, you'd think about the way that many people have coming across your border, and they're all getting fucking the jobs, aren't they? If Hispanic, they're Hispanic, and they're here, and they by God know they're here. I mean, they got the lowest, and it's plunging as the slave laborers take over your fucking jobs. That shouldn't even be your jobs. These son of a bitches should be working. These bastards that are running this goddamn cabal, these goddamn internationalists should be fucking working for you. This country belongs to our people. They're taking our fucking resources. They're taking our fucking wealth, and they intend to take our fucking lives, and people better wake up to it. Matching the initial jobless claims record, we suspect President Trump will be more glowingly positive about another data item that dropped this morning. Hispanic unemployment has never been lower than right now, and they've never poured over the border like they are now. So they're coming like the guy said, like this, I don't know if he's from Honduras or where in the hell he was from, but the guy being interviewed, I got a $15 an hour job waiting for me. Some American just got fucking booted, man. Right fucking there. And see that $15 thing. That's what they're going to be paying people to fucking in the assembly plants. And that's what part of NAFTA too. You know, he went down there, Trump, he did, I straightened him out on that NAFTA thing. What he did was set a standard fucking substandard wage for fucking all three countries. So they can come up here and fucking work for $15 an hour. That's big money. No, it ain't. I've compared it right now. Gas is $3.35 a gallon right here where I live. And, when that, so for $15, you can get about 3 gallons of fucking gas. I mean, about 5 gallons of gas. Now in 1979, when, I was just starting out, and Laura and I was just starting out, the minimum wage was, fucking $3.05 an hour. And you could get about 5 gallons of gas with that. So, I mean, this is goddamn thing. It's like they're just treating us like, you know, they, when they look, they don't even see us. They think we are so fucking dumbed down, and they do have their Blackwater force. For anybody that does stand up and go, hey, wait a fucking minute. Attack. It's time to stop running, to stop being on the defense. If you're looking for moral high ground, it don't get only thing higher than the high ground we're standing on is the mountains of fucking gold that they've stole from us, okay? You got the moral high ground. Do something. We look forward to Nancy Pelosi's oh, I love this. Just throw this goofy, this retarded. You fucking mentally ill son of a bitches. Retard. This is for the mentally ill retarded out there. The Trump tards and the lib tards. All the tards out there. This last line's for you. We look forward to Nancy Pelosi's explanation of why this is a bad thing or fake news. Or perhaps she will use the fact that the black unemployment was unchanged in April. I doubt that. I bet a lot of black American nationals are losing their fucking jobs to these pricks. I bet a lot of American nationals of Hispanic descent are losing their fucking jobs to these son of a bitches right now. And they admitted, in the beginning of this, they admitted, this is them admitting a number that fucking, that you know is a lie. If they say fucking 20% times anything they say times three. If you want the real fucking number. When it's a number that's bad for them and good for you. Or not good for you. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. The bottom line is they said that 68 to 70%, but this is when Trump was running, wanted them all out of here. They did not want any more people brought into this fucking country. You know what? Fuck you. We don't represent you. We're a corporation. We're here to make fucking money. And all you are is a goddamn asset that we're fixing to liquidate. How about that? Anyways, guys, we made it to bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there if you get our few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Head high,
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time. That was Edge of Revolution. Shit. We went way past the edge. We're delinquent people. God damn, I can't... Well, yeah, I guess we want Europe to do it, but God damn it, they didn't have no fucking guns. My dad said, you know, just before he passed, you know, he was sitting here, he goes, God damn, he was talking about, you know, the degradation of our fucking country. And he said, I'll tell you, he said, if went down there by the corner and fucking put a plate of shit on a plate with a spoon there and put a little sign up, government requires you to take one bite of shit before you pass, said 9 out of 10 people would stop there and eat the shit. Let's see
well,
here.
You know what it is, Henry?
It's confusion,
and it's a low IQ. Because you can only take people like this in this world to make it what it is today. Only the people that know what's going on in this world.
Well, you know,
they're speaking out, but there's just not enough of people caring.
It's not that, brother. We're not getting out. I mean, the trenches, as big as it is, man, I mean, God damn it. I would just like to have the money they spend fucking censoring it and keeping it from anybody from seeing it. If you tell them the truth, man, when you tell them something, they go, oh, that's why. I know, like I said, I go to places, I talk to everybody. And people are, they're pissed. But you know what? That's when they're sitting there. They got, you know, they get off work, they fucking eat, they fucking shower, go to bed, get up in the morning, fucking shower, eat. Go to work. That's it. They don't have time to even find out what they know. It sucks. They know this ain't fucking living, and they know that. In the meanwhile, what they are hearing is that they want to take our guns, and they are fucking outraged. It's like the list we were talking about yesterday. They're gonna have the blacklist, and we're 198 on the blacklist. I'm pissed because we should have been one. But the bottom line is, this should have been done different. I mean, instead of everybody fucking looking out for their self-interest and us having to find out who the fucking Tory militia are in this country, if it would have been a straight up fucking straight shot to get to the people, to everybody we could, and explain to them what the fuck was going on, it would be a whole different story. So that 2 million ain't on my fucking conscience. I did every fucking thing I could. But we're going to lose a couple million in guerrilla training, on-the-job guerrilla training. So get used to it, because our people, I know they're going to show you the son of a bitch on TV with his pants down around his knees and his nasty fucking ass hanging out of his shorts, and that's the American. You go, oh, we could take them. They're not going to show you the real Americans. They haven't met the fucking real Americans. And, you know, a war for American independence. I know Mark's gone to that. Mark Kornke. That's open subject matter, Mark, and you fucking know it. This is not a war for American independence. This is a war to reinstate individual independence. It is a war to reinstate the Bill of Rights and the allodial right to own property as a free, individual, sovereign national. That's what it is. It's not a war for American independence, because that is a collective fucking term. We are individuals. Each individual one of us owns a fucking part of this country and has had a part of this country stolen from us. And each and every fucking one of us has the right to recover that stolen property. And we have every right to every piece of fucking property in this country, as you and your goddamn cliques do. You better get that through your fucking head. Here's one for you. Federal judge sides with federal government. No! I will not believe it. A federal judge sided with the federal government? That's, you know, the definition of a star chamber court is? It was a king's court. A king's court, it was a body of judges. And what was their purpose? What was their fucking purpose? To protect the crown. And this is illegitimate fucking maritime fucking admiralty fucking courts that were never supposed to. I mean, that's what they. What, that's why our ancestors went out and fucking fought, because of this very fucking thing here. Because it's what we're fucking enduring today. That's why they went out and bled the fucking ground. I mean, the fucking walk, you know, walk through the winter with bloody rags on their feet. Cross the Potomac to fucking stick a fucking pike in a German. Because it was raining and their flintlocks wouldn't work. That's why they did it. So that we could come up, so we could have fucking the Star Chamber fucking courts in this fucking land again. So we could have the Admiralty, so we could be subjugated. They would piss on us if they could stand up out of their graves right now. I promise you.
Well, give me liberty or they can give me death.
Well, and that's, and I tell you, you know, like I said, it's going to take the killing of a couple million people. I mean, when they kill that couple million people, it's going to be people's fucking relatives. This is what's going to finally fucking make that spine fucking straighten out and bring back that fucking, you know, that's this cush fucking living that people have had for far too fucking long in this country. All the wars, all the nasties, like what's going on over there in Yemen, it was somewhere else. It was happening to somebody else. You were financing it. Mostly from stupid people, but at this point in the game, there is no fucking, there's no excuse for ignorance. Ignorance is not an excuse. There is nobody that can't see this. I mean, this is like that ain't that muddy elephant in your living room. I mean, son of a bitch is sitting on your fucking lap and you're trying to pretend it ain't there. That's cowardice. Okay, this is, rules mass surveillance can remain secret. This is from the Mind Unleashed. It was sent in by Number One New World Order. Hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Despite a wealth of public information detailing the United States government's secret warrantless mass surveillance programs, a federal judge has blocked a lawsuit claiming that revealing any details would threaten national security. Now, we had, you know, Trump just now did the NSA. I mean, he's going to codify. That's going to be here in the part of the corporation. No, yeah, it violates that fucking, what fourth article? What right to fucking, a fucking warrant? What right? It violates it. It spits on it. It pisses on it. It shits on it. And he's getting ready to fucking make it permanent. This is your knight in shining armor. All you son of a bitches out there, we're out there when we were going through this election thing. Oh man, boy, that was some times here on the fucking radio and on the site. Oh man, oh, like the guy, like the gentleman that was just talking, you know, oh, gotta give him a chance and stuff, and all this stuff. We told you then, you're retarded. You're goddamn ignorant. You're stupid. You would believe this? I mean, that's after what we just seen then. What have we seen since? You are watching the destruction of, I mean, Jesus, you're watching the destruction of your country. You're watching yourself lead up to the point. What are you, I guess if you're going to wait until they fucking, you know, until it's either a fucking green card motherfucker in a goddamn Blackwater uniform or goddamn just the fucking MS-13 gangs coming into your town. Now you can fight them in your fucking front yard. And that's probably just desserts for us. Because like I said, we watch these people being slaughtered in places like Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen for their resources. And I heard that goddamn Mike Nesser on there this morning. That son of a bitch. Oh, trying to fucking justify this shit. You government ass sucking piece of shit because you participated in it. You are a fucking traitor to this country and you're making your name well known. So people are going to remember you. When this shit's over, you will be prosecuted. You fucking traitor. A federal judge has ruled that the federal government, a king's court has ruled that the king can assert state secrets, state secrets privilege to keep details from the warrantless mass surveillance program secret. Now this was no goddamn secret. I remember when it was all came out that they were recording everything, every stroke on the computer, every email, every phone call. And they had the congressman standing up there. It was during Obama. They were standing up there going, we cannot vote to fund this. That would be breaking the law. That was his words, not mine. But they fucking did it, didn't they? So I guess that they fucking have decided that there ain't no fucking law. And the only law left here is that Bill of Rights. And that's what they're trying, that's the message that they're sending you. There is no law. We are the fucking, the rulers. You are the ruled. Understand it, boy? The ruling from the U.S. District Judge Jeffrey, U.S. District Judge, U.S. Corporate Judge Jeffrey White brings an end to a legal battle that has lasted more than 10 years as five Americans sought to reveal the full scope of the controversial spying program. Everybody knows it. I mean, you had congressmen on, they're not congressmen, they're goddamn corporate motherfuckers, but I mean, pretend congressmen standing there saying, we cannot vote to finance. This is illegal. It's warrantless search. It's saying there is no fourth article that the people's authority, fuck them, we'll do as we please. Spying program. The plaintiffs have been represented by the Electronic Frontier Foundation since 2008, several years before whistleblower Edward Snowden leaked classified files revealing the NSA's massive spying apparatus. Judge White, no, not Judge, no. Corporate fucking Star Chamber Judge White agreed with arguments made by the Department of Justice, namely that revealing any details about whether the government collected the five plaintiffs' internet and phone data would threaten national security. I guess it would. If you're a fucking corporation that has fucking committed high treason and fucking and fraud beyond fraud, and fucking creating this fucking non-laws and direct violation of law that to the point of fucking executable offenses. I guess it would be a threat to your security, wouldn't it? National security. That's what the nation is. Corporate security is what they're talking about. The Star Chamber judge refused to comment on whether previous reports on government surveillance confirmed that the United States government spied on Americans. Shit. Like I said, they were standing on there saying it, talking about how they couldn't vote, they couldn't fucking finance it because it was against the law. It broke the law. What law were they talking about? The fourth article. Ratified fucking law. Only way you can change the law in this fucking country was through Article 5 of the original Constitution. Period. And the Bill of Rights, the ninth article, forbade that, said that authority did not exist for the Bill of Rights. You could never change it. You could never deny or disparage. They were natural born rights. People started getting born different. You see, they started getting born to subjects instead of freemen. That's what happened. They didn't have like being born with your pinky missing or something, I guess. The judge also stated that the evidence submitted by the plaintiff did not support claims that the National Security Agency violated the, this is why they put in this shit, the Wiretap Act and Electronic Communications Privacy Act. This is why they put in these laws they're passing now. This is a state law that, or a local law that's gonna fucking, codify the, second article, you know, your right to bear arms. No, fuck you and your fucking, you're inferior to the point of ridiculous fucking policies. But then they wrote this, and this is supposed to protect your fucking fourth article, which your fourth article only protection needs is enforcement by you, because it's plain and clear what it says. No warrant shall issue. But then, they're violating this act. Now it's just corporate business, people. They violated a corporate policy. And that's not a crime. You see, that's an infraction within the admiralty. And it all comes down to, did it cost anybody? All of it is about fucking property. Privacy Act, Courthouse News reports. The judge refused to consider a letter the government accidentally disclosed to the New York Times in 2015 identifying AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint as companies that gave the NSA access to customers' phone records because the government inadvertently disclosed the document and disputes its authenticity. So they say, we just dispute it. And under this act, fuck your Fourth Amendment. Under the Fourth Article, we're guilty of sin. You can hang us in a day. But we wrote this Wiretap Act and this Electronic Communications Privacy Act. The only way you can change the law is fucking through ratification of the process in the fifth article in the original Constitution. And like I said, the Bill of Rights, you can't touch, because the ninth article says no power can exist in the Constitution to touch it. But under this thing here, they wrote themselves in some immunities, people. We're going to protect your privacy. We're going to just push that fourth article aside, and we're going to protect it with our acts here, our policy acts. And every policy act it had, of course we exempted ourselves from prosecution under our own act, because we're the corporation.
Well, we got to start over and say fuck the banks and fuck the corporations.
And it's not that simple. We got to run them son of a bitches out of here. We are going to have to use those goddamn guns, people. I mean, talk is cheap, is what it comes down to. But like I said, you know, they offer so many years, you know, fucking World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Dust One, fucking Desert Dust Two, all of these wars. It's been somewhere else, you see. It's been other people getting their fucking asses blowed up, their houses blowed up, their fucking countries invaded for the fucking resources to hand over to their Zionist masters. This time it's us. And it's in full fucking swing, and we're in the end game here, people. You were going to shit, or you're going to get off the pot, and if you don't shit, you can go right on over to that fucking ditch and kneel down and take your fucking bullet to the back of the head, and you deserve it. Disputes it's on authenticity. All the government, well, if the government says, well, disputes it, I don't care if one of the so-called congressmen stood right up there and said, we can't finance it, if this is breaking the law, well, we're not going to admit to it. That's just what it comes down to. We're not going to admit to breaking the law, so we didn't break the law. There's no trials. There's nowhere that you can prosecute us, because we removed the people's authority for arrest and prosecution, and that was what was to hold the government in fucking check, no matter what anybody tries to tell you. So you could go and grab that son of a bitch like this phony fucking Star Chamber judge, grab him by the fucking neck and say, you're under arrest, son of a bitch, for treason and sedition. I'm arresting you. And here, sheriff, sworn into the admiralty, elected sheriff sworn into the admiralty, get this son of a bitch. I'm fucking swearing out the warrant for him. And I'm going to give the two affidavits of information I want to go to you go round up a fucking grand jury, because I'm prosecuting this son of a bitch. And only the people had that power. That's to show you what I'm trying to tell everybody. That's where it all comes down to, the bottom line. Who is the authority in this country? The people or the government? Now, see, we had a government, but it wasn't really a government. It was just some pissant things. That's why they could only operate in the admiralty. And you know, in the beginning, if they had like a court martial or something, they had to go out to the goddamn on a boat and do it. They couldn't have it on our land. And then they had an idea. We'll make a District of Columbia, which is not a state of the United States. It is a military fucking citadel. It's a district. And then they took it and said, well, this power is here. We've got it on the land now. And then they start shooting it out in every fucking direction. More and more, and out and out and out, until it fucking was all encompassing. Now that federal fucking, that unlawful fucking admiralty authority is right in your fucking home, people. Oh, it'll never get outside that 10-mile square. Oh, no. And that goddamn Constitution, you didn't need that Bill of Rights. There's nothing in there that we could ever use to harm the people, to enslave the people, to take from the people. Read the Federalist Papers and the Anti-, read the Federalist Papers. Listen to those son of a bitch tell you how you don't, listen, there's nothing, look, read it. God damn, we can't, this is for the people. This is to protect you. This is so we can bring up, we value our rights as much as you value your rights. It's like trying to pretend Donald Trump's on some kind of fucking par with me. Or any other poor son of a bitch in this country that's having their fucking shit stolen from them. You know what I mean? They're part of this country stolen from them by this unlawful, fraudulent, foreign corporation ran by the fucking Israelis. It just don't fucking jive, people. Oh, okay. The New York Times. Okay. While also white, that's the Star Chamber fucking King's Court judge, also declined to reply on a 2009 NSA Inspector General draft report describing another mass surveillance program. Although former NSA contractor and fugitive Edward Snowden vouched for its legitimacy. So this is one of them saying, yeah, we're guilty, which is what he argued, you know, saying, like, it doesn't matter. There is no fucking law. You are a fucking slave. That's what people got to get through their heads. Are you going to be subjugated? Well,
how much are we going to take of this shit, Henry? I mean, we're going to rise up, or like you said, just talk about it. But I mean, they're pointing it right in our face.
Well, the way it's looking to me, it's going to come to when it's right in your fucking front yard. When you could be out there. This should have been met at its inception. It should have been met in 1869. When they declared us fucking subjects, that's why they had to have that war, that all that confusion, all the fighting age men just blow the hell out of each other. Everybody who could stand up. But I gotta believe that the reason that war started was because those fucking carpetbaggers in the fucking North who were internationalists already, they had put that forth. We're gonna do the 14th Amendment. We can't do it, said the people from the South. Our people will not fucking stand for that. They're not going to have their goddamn right. They're not going to be re-subjugated. Hell, it ain't been that long since we got rid of that king. Well, we're going to do it anyway. Well, we're going to have to back off and we're going to have to defy you. And then came the goddamn Mandamus, the writs. Here came the writs. And then, Abraham Lincoln. We did not give the authority there, Mr. Lincoln, for you to fucking suspend our rights. In fact, our 9th article to our Bill of Rights says, no such authority can ever exist, and if it does, it is an act of sedition and fucking treason. And so the fucking people from the South, you know, they asked, I'm fighting for my rights. They were telling the goddamn truth. And he asked the man from the North, I'm fighting not to be a slave, and they were telling the goddamn truth. They thought that the man in the fucking South was right. He was trying to keep himself from being slave because you take your fucking rights away. What are you? You're a subject slave. Period. Anyways, guys, we've reached the top of the hour, and I was going to let you guys know I talked to Dion yesterday on the phone, and he wants to put together some kind of rap session, like an extra hour on one of the days of the week where all the people that were on the line can. I may step out because hours about all I can take, really. But if it's, you know, I may stay a while or whatever, but I'll leave everything on for another hour. If anything comes up and people want to continue talking, we'll just leave it open and we'll keep the recorder on and it'll be on the site and people will get to hear what you have to say. That being said, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you decide where you're going to fight them. I mean, all these, see, the thing is, when they put the militia thing together, it should have been real, and it wasn't. These one percenters and oath keepers, they were the ones that were fucking violating your rights before the fucking communists came in and threw them out. They're the ones that removed the Bill of Rights back in 1869. They're the ones that made it all possible. They are the ones that fucking stole your fucking property and gave it to a few of their good buddies, and it was just cliques. And fucking and collectives. They fucking got everything. And the rest of you guys, you get a workforce, you know. Fuck you. It belongs to me. Where's my fucking money for that fucking land that you got there, you son of a bitch? Where's my fucking land? You got 10 square miles given to you. Where's my fucking 10 square miles? If not, then where's my fucking part of your 10 square miles? You didn't pay me for it. Although I paid that politician over there, I paid him $100,000 for it. Oh, really? Well, that politician over there didn't have the fucking authority to fucking sell what belongs to me. And there was no due process of the law and the removal of it from my possession. And that's what this fucking war is about. It's not about, and this is not about a war for American independence. This is for individual independence. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother. This thing ain't going to work today. Let me see here.
Cookies!
Well, that wasn't the right one. Okay.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!